Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Today, an in-depth look at Kentucky Ag Commissioner James Comer's decision a few days back to shut down the state's fuel testing lab and to have those tests done out of state. He says it was just a matter of economics.
When I got into the department the first week, we looked at the books, and not only was it not making any money, it was losing about $1 million a year. And for a government agency the size of the Department of Agriculture, that's a significant amount of money.
Completed in 2008, the new lab was supposed to be self-sufficient, attracting other states' fuel testing, but the lab was costing the state $900,000 a year to operate.
I appointed a task force, I did an audit, and we concluded that we could save the taxpayers over $500,000 a year if we privatized the fuel testing, and that's what we're doing.
The Kentucky Ag Department is charged by statute to monitor fuel quality and quantity standards, making sure the amount on the pump meter is correct and the quality is up to octane.
We're still going to be testing the fuel. If someone calls with a complaint about getting bad gasoline or diesel, we'll be out there and conduct a test. The only difference is the test will be done from a private company and not from the government lab that we had here before.
The department has contracted with Core Laboratories out of Deer Park, Texas, for $330,000 per year for testing and a 48-hour turnaround time on sample results. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know there's more to living out here than farming, which is why we offer more than credit for farmers. We use our financial and agricultural knowledge to tailor solutions that help rural residents achieve their goals, from commercial farmers to rural homeowners. We're committed to ensuring that our customers succeed, because at Farm Credit, we know you're not just looking for a loan. You're working to maintain a way of life. Find the financing that's right for you. Visit efarmcredit.com. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
Back with Kentucky Ag Commissioner James Comer on his decision to shut down the in-state fuel testing lab and outsource annual testing for significant taxpayer savings. He says that they will continue a vigilant watch so that consumers get exactly what they pay for at the pump.
We also do random testing. We'll go around to different gas pumps every year and pull a sample just to make sure that if people are buying the premium octane, they're getting premium octane. We'll pull samples on diesel, especially in the winter, to make sure that there's no water in that diesel that's going to hurt our farm trucks traveling up and down the road. So it's a priority for me, and we're going to continue to do that. And I think we'll do that in a better, more efficient manner now.
Comer also says they're in negotiations with the UK Center for Applied Energy Research to see if testing might someday be available there. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.